Hello and welcome back to our mange-free podcast, Legends of Philadelphia. We're your hosts. I'm Tony Terrier, and this is my schoolyard chum, Johnny Shih Tzu. It's on engineering duties is Brian Beardog. We got good puns, and Bierman got...
I got lazy at the end there.
Brian, like... It is hard. It is hard.
Two out of three ain't bad.
You may be wondering, how are these old dogs going to teach me a new trick? Well, in addition to being born and raised in South Philly, Zito and I have a lifestyle brand called South Fellini that focuses on Philly culture and in-jokes. Lots of times the customers will say, has anyone ever been fined $300 for not cleaning up after their dog? Or they want to know, who is leaving all these chicken bones all over the streets?
I want to know. I demand answers.
I got to stick my hand in a dog's mouth to get it. So we decided to start this podcast as an easy explainer for the new Philadelphians and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, so we're hoping to share that with you and you and you and you.
Woo! I am pumped.
Woo! Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs, baby.
Dogs. Dogs.
Dog show.
My dog earlier. Dog show. I have a bad boy, Ham. Let's just get into it.
All right. Who's your bad boy? Let everybody know
Ham,
about your bad boy.
Who's your bad boy? Who's your bad girl?
Ziggy. Ziggy the dog.
Start, but I want you to tell the story about why something disgusting Ziggy just did.
This might have to get bleeped. I don't know if this is...
All right. Cut it.
Bleep. We don't have to bleep this, but the other day I reached down. I was walking the dog, and I saw that she had gotten something off the street, and she was chewing on it, and I was like, drop it. And she didn't drop it, so I reached in her mouth, as you do sometimes, you know? And what I pulled out was a bunch of other dog poop from my dog's mouth. I'll never look at her the same way again. I have trouble making eye contact with her now. I'm so ashamed of her.
I mean, maybe we don't want to talk about this, but she's eating other poop also. So. Not dog poop.
My dog has a poop eating problem.
She's bad. All right, we'll introduce the show. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Disgusting.
That might not, I don't know if that'll make it to air.
No, everyone turned it off.
Today, we're getting into it because it's Thanksgiving coming up, and Thanksgiving is all about traditions. All-day food preparation, arguments with your parents, and football rivalries. But another often overlooked sporting event that takes place the same day is the annual contest of champions that is soothingly adorable, known as the National Dog Show. Broadcast after NBC, and after the Thanksgiving Day parade on NBC, pedigreed dogs of all shapes and sizes, along with their dedicated handlers and groomers, gather together to determine who is the goodest boy, and it happens right here in Philadelphia.
Where do they do this?
right outside the city at the Philly Expo Center.
Center, the greater Philadelphia.
Yes. Expo.
You know, they always have like horror conventions and comic conventions. And it's gonna go, and I'm like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's
I've never been north of Washington Avenue. I'm like not about this.
You're like, all the way out in Oaks, PA, huh?
Oaks, PA. I thought it was like
never going
there. I kind of just thought they did it in the street or something. Mm. I don't know.
What time is it in Oaks, PA? What time zone are they in?
What time is it in Oaks?
Do you guys
it's near Trevos, right?
Yeah.
I just remember years ago I had a good job interview out there and I just got lost and I never went to the interview.
Couldn't even find the place.
I just couldn't even find it. I was like, well, I guess I'm not getting that job. It's 2005, you know.
I'll never be a bikini inspector. It's not meant to be.
I even had that big magnifying glass and everything. this is useless.
Did you guys watch the dog show? Do you watch the dog show after the Thanksgiving Day parade?
No.
No.
I put it on in the I have it on in the background, like when like we're like cooking food and stuff.
I have enough of my dog is enough. I'm not about to watch a show of other dogs.
Well, will he get upset? Will he get jealous?
He barks at his own reflection.
So other dogs.
So yeah, everything makes him bark. Nuts. Everything makes him bark. That would be absolute torture if I put on the dog show.
I knew about the dog show, you know, since at least the year 2000, and I never really watched it. But my wife loves to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and this follows immediately afterwards. And then it's like I almost, again, I feel like duty bound because it's in Philadelphia that I got to watch the dog show. For the last several years, I've watched the dog show, and Ziggy is never that impressed. My dog is never that impressed.
Nothing impresses her.
Maybe she's just defensive about it, but she doesn't seem too impressed.
She's seen better dogs in Fairmount Park.
I've sniffed better butts than that.
I've sniffed better butts. No, wait.
Let's see this Pekingese survive in West Philly, huh? Let me see them do some time in Fairmount.
You ever eat another dog's poop? You never lived on the streets. Ziggy's from the streets, though.
Ziggy eats other dog's poop once in a while just to feel again. Zito gives her lamb and rice. She's like, I used to.
God, it's funny, but it's true. It's funny, but it's true. She eats like a queen, and still she picks bones off the ground. She eats shit out of the street. Not these dogs, though. Not these dogs, though. The National Dog Show dogs.
These dogs are eating filet mignon.
Wait, I have a question. Has it always been on the day after Thanksgiving? When I remember it interrupting wrestling.
I looked this up. So that's the Westminster Dog Show.
That's not the same as this. This is the
Eastminster Dog Show. This is National Dog Show.
Philadelphia Kennel
Club.
So
which one is bigger, though?
There's six big shows, and the...
Why is it always about who it's bigger?
Well, I honestly couldn't tell you which one was bigger. I didn't get that far into it. But the Westminster probably has the biggest name, and this one has the best time slot. So, you know...
When we were kids, once a year, the Westminster Dog Show would interrupt Raw. There'd be no Monday Night Raw that week.
Why that night? Why?
I don't know. And
I don't
tennis,
know. You sit down to watch wrestling, like, all right, here comes Mr. Perfect. He's finally going to give it to...
yeah, it's like, nope, here's some dogs.
What did they give Vince McMahon for that time slot? Like, why?
I don't know. And it was on USA, and it was like two nights, it was like Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a two-night event.
Yeah, two-night event. I also revealed to Bierman recently that I'm so old that I remember when wrestling was just on Monday nights, and then they were like, you know what? We're going to call it Monday Night Raw. It's war backwards. And like, I remember when they launched that in wrestling, and I was like, oh, Bierman in my day.
You're not going to...
I'm trying to watch Silk Stockings.
I'm trying to watch Weird Science, the TV show. Trying to watch Up All Night.
George Costanza being a duck. What was that? The Duck Detective
show. Yeah.
Duckman. You brought that up.
Duckman. Oh, wow. What a time.
No, they only
and it's not that. So the other dog show.
It's the other dog. This is the other dog show. We'll get into the time slot and how it got, how it ended up on Thanksgiving. But that's part of the story too. I want to save that for the end.
Okay.
It's a good reveal. The National Dog Show is always held in the Philadelphia area. It is hosted by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia and sanctioned by the American Kennel Club. The city has a long history with purebred dog shows that first date back to 1876 at the Centennial Exposition. Check out that episode in the podcast archive.
Everybody, a Doberman. And everyone's like, what is this beast?
They look like alien creatures, right. I've never seen a greyhound before.
We have a Labrador, and we have like Labradors that came to America at one point, and then they started like breeding. Like it's there is like the history of these breeds. It gets interesting.
And a version of the National Dog Show has been held annually ever since the 1876 Centennial Exposition, with a break from 1928 to 1932 during the Great Depression.
Man, they had to eat dogs. So
I knew you were gonna say it, Bierman. I knew you were gonna say it.
Come on, it's right there.
No, those dogs had to work. They couldn't. They had to get out of show business. They had to go back to the mines.
They had to go to the docks.
Dogs were in a soup line.
They had to go back to selling T-shirts. Dog T-shirts.
Now, if a dog wore a T-shirt, would it go all four legs sticking out of the holes?
That's a good question.
Or just the front half?
Mm-hmm. The National Dog Show is one of just six benched dog shows in the United States, which means the participating dogs must be present at the show and accessible to the public for the entire time, unless they are competing, exercising, or being groomed. Unbenched shows.
Were they just like send a picture?
Well, by contrast, at the unbenched shows, the dogs are required to be present only when their breed is up for being judged. So you only have to.
I want to go to like an unofficial dog show. It's in like a warehouse in West Philly. It's like the cops get called.
It's a bare knuckle dog show.
It's all mutts.
Ham and Ziggy are there.
Yeah.
Taking bets.
Taking bets, yeah.
Unbenched dog show. We gotta find one.
So yes, this means that if you snag tickets to the National Dog Show, which are pretty cheap, you can actually go backstage to meet the dogs. Because they're always they gotta be there standing for.
Can
the
you
whole...
bring your dog?
That's weird.
It didn't say on the website.
Like, whatever you need. Me and Ham want to come, you know?
No, Ham would run out and start, not fighting, but playing.
They got a picture of Ham at security. They're like, don't serve this boy.
Yeah, do not serve this. We have a streaker on the field. Yeah. It's Ham without his collar on.
go to the Philly Dog Show, pet the dogs, philly.com.
It's weird that they have to be there the whole time.
Well, that's the difference between a benched show and a regular show.
That's so bizarre.
Well, that's a professional dog can stand there for a couple of hours and
a professional dog, not
a
these
professional
lazy dogs.
Dog. Well, there's a professional dog and there's amateur dogs. Ziggy is definitely an amateur dog.
Oh yeah, like Joe Hague's got like that dog Axel, and like,
yeah,
you can't pet him, but he's like a show dog.
He's a show dog, yeah.
But he's like, well, you can't pet him. Like, no,
no.
What's the point? Yeah. I don't know.
He's training. You can't go near him. He's training.
I don't know.
Pets weaken legs.
I'll be sure to ask if the dogs are pettable. Obviously, not all
just
the dogs are.
Do that anyway. If you ever try to pet a dog, don't just pet the
you
dog.
You should ask first.
You should always ask. Yeah, that's some solid Legends of Philadelphia advice.
I think I support that, but sometimes I break that rule.
You're playing with fire.
I don't mean it. It just like happens. It just happens.
If you lost a finger, though, you wouldn't blame the dog. You would be like, that's my bad.
I'm always surprised when people do it to me, but sometimes I do it to other people. Well, other people's dogs.
Sometimes you get overwhelmed. Just got to pet a dog.
Just got to pet him.
Don't go to the Philly Dog Show and do that, though.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Make sure you ask to touch the dogs. Because the dog show's grooming process is often elaborate and very time-consuming. So dogs, before they go on to be judged, are, you know, a little bit more off-limits than dogs who just came back from being judged. You know, a standard poodle, for instance, could need up to 3 hours for just a shampoo and a blow dry, not to mention the traditional shave of the fur into complicated geometric tufts to achieve what is known as the continental trim. So that's what Joe Hague's dog has, a continental trim.
Oh, okay.
The National Dog Show is one of the countless canine competitions in the U.S. One of the best known is Westminster Dog Show, held at Madison Square Garden, which has also been around since the late 19th century, and until recently even shared a host with the National Dog Show, David Fry, who ended his gig with the Westminster after the 2016 event due to a network agreement that saw Westminster broadcast moving to Fox Sports. Previously, both dog shows were broadcast by NBC networks, but now Fox has the Westminster. Which is crazy. NBC lost football, and now they're losing the dog shows.
I would want to pet the... Like, I can't imagine watching this and, like, not want to pet the dogs. I think that's like, the only appeal of it.
Yeah, and it's like watching people play video games. I just want to play video
games. Yes, exactly.
I don't want to pet. I don't want to see a dog and I can't pet it.
Well, I think that's why the real appeal is going. You know,
I can pet the dogs.
Leanne and I had planned to go in 2019 when we were like, we're doing it. We're going to go next year. We're going to do it. Obviously,
we're
gonna the pandemic.
Camp out. It's like a festival.
Me and Joanna went to the Nebraska State Fair and they like judge all the llamas and everything. And then they were like, can anyone help us pet these, calm these llamas down to pet them? Like, well, we can figure it out. I mean, and that's the thing. I probably wouldn't watch a llama competition on TV.
Feed this llama a carrot, stat.
But I'll pet this llama, yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Hey, state fairs, weird. I wish we did a Legends of Nebraska show, because
that's one episode right there.
That's one state fair, two corn, three red beer.
Well, you're racking them up. You
Runza,
you got a spinoff coming.
Spent a lot of time there.
The National Dog Show divides its more than 2,000 participants into 7 groups: terrier, toy. That's the Pomeranians, Chihuahuas,
terrier,
and Shih Tzus.
Toy.
They're little dogs, right?
Yeah. Sporting, that's the Golden Retrievers and the Pointers. Working dogs, Boxers, Great Danes. Hounds, herding, that's English Sheepdogs and Border Collies. And non-sporting, that's everything else, including Dalmatians and French Bulldogs. And each dog breed is judged individually. The winner from each breed participates in the group round. And the top dog from each group goes on to compete for the vaunted Best in Show award. So that's where that term comes from.
Yeah, they should let like non-pedigree dogs in.
It's a little prejudiced, right?
I mean, like, you know, what about rescues? It's like the whole thing. It's a movement in the dog world. Let rescues like participate.
There should be a rescue category at
least.
That's
what I'm saying. I got a rescue. Got a rescue. Like let him participate.
Let my dog be in your beauty pageant.
Let him compete. He's beautiful.
He deserves a crown.
He'd eat the crown. maybe this is a hot topic in the dog.
Well,
I don't know. I didn't come across it. If anybody out there listening,
no one cares.
Yeah, if anybody knows about it, but I do agree with you. I think it's weird that they don't let mutts in, and I understand that there's different breeding categories, and that's fine. But what about rescues? What about rescues?
But this whole rescues? This whole thing is just like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just like, this is like what Nazis did. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
no, man. What are you,
yes,
Nazis?
Yes,
Nazis and their
like,
infamous dog shows.
No, we need the most pure dog, and like, this dog's
yeah,
not pure.
Yeah, it is pure. It is kind of like that.
Nazi
like
dog
that.
Eugenics, right.
Eugenics. It's definitely like eugenics. It's definitely like dog eugenics.
Weird. That's why they don't let German Shepherds participate. You're right. Only English sheepdogs.
Oh man, we gotta move on. We gotta move
this
on.
Hot topic. This third rail stuff right here.
Third rail.
The judges, when judging the dogs, the judges look for the following: is this dog able to perform the job the breed was originally bred to do? Does this dog have all of the physical characteristics typical of their breed? How fit is the dog? Do they have the correct gait? Lastly, the judges study the expression on the dog's face and general demeanor. Judges look for happy dogs that enjoy competing in the show, end quote.
Like, they want these dogs to, like, kiss ass. They want them to, like, pretend they're happy to be there. So.
That's why Huskies never win. Huskies never win.
Yeah, they're just like...
They're just assholes. They're just assholes. Yeah, too mouthy.
They talk back. How do you change if it's like, all right, this dog is beautiful, he's got all the characteristics, but his gait is terrible? How do you train a dog to walk different?
You train a dog. They do. You train a dog to walk different. I know Trova's taken Ham for lessons, right? When you first got him, no.
Well, like teach, like as like a dog owner, they teach you, like, you know, hold it like with two hands, and the dog walks at your right, and you're supposed to make the dog sit at the corner. I don't know, like I was saying, I watched Joe Haig walk down the street. He's got like his training thing. It's like intense. It's different.
The,
you know?
The clicker and the timing,
clicker,
and
yeah.
Stomping
like,
at every corner.
Is
and...
not obedient. Like it's looking at these like, things the dog has to do.
The dog,
like, yeah,
him.
Like Ham retrieves sticks and then he eats them. Like he's not.
It's not what you do with a stick.
He's not a dog.
He's not
supposed
working.
To do that. You're
not
supposed to do that.
He's not a working dog.
No, no.
Is Ham able to perform the job that the breed was originally bred to do?
Yes, I would say he retrieves, but he does it wrong, you know?
It's cute, but it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
The cutthroat competition isn't just about owners' love for their pets. Dog shows are very expensive and only occasionally profitable. Buying a purebred dog can cost up to $5,000, the American Kennel Club's chief veterinary officer, Dr. Jerry Klein, tells us. Then there is the pricing, the price of training, grooming, and feeding, and the costs for entering and traveling to shows, along with the handler's fees. For a really big show like Westminster, some owners even shell out big for a campaign, literally an advertising blitz touting a winning dog's success at shows in a dog magazines leading up to
like,
the event.
Like the Oscars, like how they do
the
Oscars
like
every
that.
Year.
Yeah, it's just for dogs.
Oh, that's I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's a beauty pageant for dogs.
These dogs are like paying off people and stuff.
Yeah, hey, give me your paw, and he paws you like a 20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See,
it's disgusting.
It's corrupt. This whole thing is corrupt. That's why I'm trying to be a judge. I'm trying to get paid off.
I'm trying to get some of that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
These dogs are too rich, and I want to make money off them.
You get to pet as many dogs as you want when you're a dog show judge. Like people will come up to you like, "Sir, could you pet my dog?" I'm like, "All right,
fine."
They go the fringe benefits of something like this.
You take off your satin gloves, you pet each dog.
I rarely took off my satin gloves, but yes.
I used to work at a dog daycare, and it was like all like rich people, and it was like these dogs are like they have insurance. I don't. These dogs like eat like home cooked meals. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like. They're dogs. I love dogs, but come on.
Miss Weist, a Labrador breeder, said that she spent between $27,000 and $30,000 on a campaign for Bacara, who was the number one ranked Labrador in 2014.
Number one ranked.
For a Labrador?
She's the clever Lang of Labrador Retrievers.
Give her a title shot. Bacara. Coming
in hot.
Some
dogs are like the heels?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Some
it's
dogs
like,
are like, they talk shit. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You people are trash. You look like you eat other dogs' poop.
Yeah.
Oh, how did he know?
I wouldn't sniff your butt with another dog's nose. No, thank you.
Going into Westminster, Bacara, the dog, was a favorite to do well, but in the end, she didn't even win her breed.
She's not even her own breed.
Money can't buy. It's all about the gate.
Yep.
It's all about
the gate. About the gate,
$30,000 not enough to buy a winner. So I feel like this is
toilet.
Like that celebrity college kid scandal where they were paying to get their kids into schools.
Oh yeah,
like that seems what this is. Like, who are you giving money to? Like, I feel like obviously I don't have any evidence for this, so maybe we don't put this in there. But it's quite possible that the judges or are married to or involved in businesses with people who run these dog magazines who are getting $30,000 for these advertising campaigns.
Follow
right?
the money.
Sure, this
follow the money.
That's all I'm saying.
I would imagine the high end dog circle is smaller than we could imagine.
How many exactly?
There's only
exactly.
so many people who can do this, you know.
Right, right.
How many people do it every year, you know? And so it's.
And then you have a common interest with a person. You might be in the, you know, you might be involved in a relationship. They might be in your family already. Like, this might be something you were born into, breeding dogs, you know. I don't know. I have no evidence, but I feel like there's
something
starting
to it. We're starting that rumor.
I'm just putting it out there.
It's corrupt. We're breaking it open.
We're breaking it wide open.
We're shining a light on this.
We're breaking it wide open.
We're gonna get so many messages about things we're saying that are wrong.
Like, open your eyes, sheeple. Do your own research.
Break the record.
I'm a critical thinker.
Do your own research. Can't talk like that no more.
Even winning Best in Show isn't exactly akin to winning the lottery. At the National Dog Show, the top prize comes with a check of around $1,500.
That's it?
We should throw a dog show.
I'm telling you, we should.
Westminster's the reward.
Unofficial. Unbenched.
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 No, nobody wants
Yo,
to.
If I was like, hey, everyone,
wants to go to
we're doing a
show.
We're doing a dog show. It's $1,500 and we'll just like call the finest pups in the land. And we can make ourselves the judges. And we're like, they're all winners. You guys got to split this money.
They're all winners.
Everyone gets. Yeah, everyone splits $1,500.
Yeah.
Ralph, not you. You're cut.
Sorry, Ralph.
Westminster's reward, says the New York Times, is merely a commemorative pewter bowl. So there's no cash prize.
Did they drink out of it? It's
like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
No, it's like one of those. There's like those commemorative plates that you're not allowed to.
It's like, come on, like I want to use it. Like no.
Yeah, that's. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't let my dog drink out of a pewter bowl. That sounds dicey. Like, but champion dogs can bring in money other ways, such as breeding stock. Puppies of major show champs have reportedly sold for as much as $25,000.
What?
And yes, and dog semen alone could go for $2,000. It doesn't
$2,000 for dog semen?
Yes. Yes, true. Yes.
That's the hashtag for this episode. That's the episode it's called.
Ham, come here. Ham.
It's too late. Don't even. Don't bother.
We're going to start selling at the store. You can order on the website. What's in the...
No. Too far.
Promo code dog semen. Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Well, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that to happen.
Well, they breed horses. They breed dogs.
They breed
horses. The whole thing.
Didn't expect us to talk about selling dogs.
I knew it was going to come up.
How could it not?
It came up earlier today when I saw you.
And that for no reason. I wasn't even talking about the episode.
It was like totally different.
Yet despite the high financial stakes, sometimes the drama simply stems from the fact that the competitors are still, you know, dogs. Though the dogs are highly trained, there's always a chance that something will go awry, with often amusing results. Accidents happen on the show floor, and occasionally a dog has other plans for how the day should go. Like at Westminster 2015, an impatient Leon Berger named Dario decided he didn't feel like waiting until after his round to snag a treat or two. I also remember watching a few years ago, there was a larger dog that while being led around the track to be observed by the judges, he started nipping at his handler's suit jacket, because I guess that's where the treats were. And he's just like, nip, 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 you know.
These dogs are bad.
They're bad. They're bad.
They're still dogs. No matter how much money you throw at them, they're animals.
You won't find any Fidos or Rovers on the show circuit. Instead, you'll hear names like C.H. Roundtown Mercedes of Mary Scott, a Scottish Terrier who won the National Dog Show's Best in Show title 2009, or Radax Playing with Fire 5 Gleichbach, a fittingly long name for a long-bodied dachshund. The dogs also have nicknames or call names, which is how the incredible Laughlord Fly Me to Farley's Bane, a Papillion, becomes the more prosaic Dave. So they have these like long, also like horses, horse racing horses. They have these long, fanciful names, but they get their, you know, their show name and their home name, you know, what their mom calls them and what their friends call them.
When they're in trouble, they hear their full name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hamburger Trovarello, you are in trouble.
Hamburger. While these monikers might seem overly complicated, even nonsensical, there is some rhyme to the reason, and the name of the kennel where the dog was born is usually included. Then there's the part of the name that includes the individual dog and can be anything, really. An owner's favorite song, a movie character, the name of a beloved athlete. These breeders have multiple dogs. These handlers or these contestants, they have multiple dogs in multiple shows. Breeders will often theme litters, names around certain subjects to help distinguish one litter from the next. And if a puppy happens to be born a prize-winning dog, it may get a name that combines or references the names of its prestigious parents. So once a dog achieves certain qualifications or wins certain prizes, its name gets amended with letters designating the specific title won. CH for champion, CWSG for world show champion, and so on. These can be a prefix or a suffix depending on the designation. The American Kennel Club has a detailed and long list of the designations, like a style guide. of how you should use them. So when you're watching the dog show on Thanksgiving and GCH Chiari's Pandora's Box appears on your screen, you can truly appreciate the thought process that brought about that particular string of words. You'll know what they mean now.
This is not what I like about having a dog.
Yeah, the who were Ham's parents? You know, yeah.
No, we're into tennis balls. You know, we're not into these. Yeah,
I look forward, not back.
My dog is of simple pleasures and doesn't care about the family name. Many people are familiar with the dog contest from Best in Show, a 2000 American mockumentary comedy, a spoof on American dog shows, co-written by Christopher Guest and Eugene Levy and directed by Guest. The film follows five entrants in a prestigious dog show and focuses on the slightly surreal interactions among the various owners and handlers as they travel to the show and then compete in the show. Much of the dialogue was improvised. The dogs in the film are championship winners, but not all have actually competed at the National Dog Show.
We saw it at the Ritz, remember?
Yeah, we did. We went to see it when it first came out. And they say Philadelphia. I watched it today before we came to do the podcast, but they say Philadelphia in the movie a million times. We're going to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
because they can't say the National Dog Show or the Kennel Club. They say Philadelphia. Yeah.
It's like the Super Bowl when they have to say the big game.
The big game.
Yes. Yeah. They didn't have the rights to use it. Filming took place in Vancouver and Los Angeles. In a 2000 interview, Christopher Guest reflected, quote, "Originally, we thought it would be easier to go to an actual dog show and film there, but nobody would let us do that," end quote. And then Eugene Levy added, quote, "We actually had to stage our own dog show, and that's where the nightmare started," end quote.
They're like, hey, let us come to your thing and just like make fun of all of you. What do you mean, no? Then, well, it's surely it's easy. And it wasn't.
It is a funny movie, though.
It is a great movie. I love that movie.
I love all Christopher Guest's movies. This one is definitely up there. I think it's better than A Mighty Wind, but maybe not as good as Waiting for Guffman.
Oh, I like Mighty Wind. I messaged you guys earlier. Is an important question. What if you were a breed of dog? What breed would you be? My wife says this to me all the time, and she says it's not an insult, but I swear it is, because she's like,
"What is she
you're
saying?"
She's like, "You're the dog, a Portuguese water dog."
What? What?
She goes, "You're a Portuguese water dog," and I'm like, "Why am I that?" That's what you look like if you were a dog. And I'm like insulted. She's like, "That's the Obamas have a Portuguese water dog." And like that's like supposed to like smooth it over. But I think it's like an insult. It just tells somebody what kind of dog you think they might be.
Well,
I
want to
see what you guys thought. She even has opinions about what you guys are. But I
really
tell me what. Yeah.
But what does she say we are?
She said you are a golden retriever, and Zito, she was like, one of those dogs with those long ears, long hair and ears. like an Irish setter, I guess. Like, she knew exactly what me and Bierman was, and Zito was just like very general, but she was like, didn't want to pet it. I don't know.
A golden retriever. I'm into that.
Retriever. She's like, all dogs like the golden retriever. And I was like, a dog's dog.
Easily manipulated.
Easily manipulated.
Just like me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
I was going to say a pit bull, because I latch on and I never let go.
She said she is a pit bull with the little bows in their hair when they do that. That's what she said she would be. And I was like, I don't know why but she would be that. Yeah.
Right. Right. I don't know. I think I'd be a corgi, but because they're so... small and friendly,
so
but I'd probably be a husky because they're so loud and shitty. I don't know.
Just loud and shitty.
If I was a dog, I would eat poop.
Too many opinions.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd have to. That's a good. That's a good question for the listeners. What dog? What dog would we be?
Yeah, please tell us in the comments what dog you would be. I want to know. I think it's a window into the soul. You know, what dog do you think you would be, but what dog would you really be?
Don't worry. Horoscopes? No. It's all about what dog would you be.
Yeah.
What dog would you be?
I want to talk about there was a scandal that happened in 2003 when Hooper the Wine Mariner got busted for using steroids. And
he was juicing.
He was on the gas, this dog. Yeah,
that really, a lot of Rupert fans out there that really hurt the sport. It really hurt.
I was disillusioned. I couldn't watch it again.
You know, it'd be one thing if everybody was juicing, but it's another
it's
thing.
Not fair.
It's not fair
that this
Rupert.
Dog's gait is stronger than the other dogs.
Yeah, and he was vainier. As a dog shouldn't be that vainy.
Why are we going to say vainy? Honestly, the more I know about these competitions, the less I'm interested in them.
Oh man!
When the dog wins, like, all right, say the dog wins like best in show or whatever, like
the dog that wins, they should be the judge for the next year. That's how it should be.
Great idea.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But then they'd have an axe to grind, though. They would be like, "Oh, I don't like this dog because he beat me." They're not fair. It wouldn't be fair.
No, you get.
I think like I don't. I only saw like half of the Hunger Games, but I think that might have been a rule in the Hunger Games. And
that's how it ends, right?
Fair.
They were all
yeah.
they were all dogs at the end. That's how it ends.
There was something about dogs, and they
these dogs need hats.
These dogs need hats.
I mean the
winners. The winners came back as judges or something. The winners came. And I think that's important.
Oh, I see.
I think that's a. I think that's because
they
good...
know what it's like. They know the struggle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The movie Best in Show was the inspiration for the broadcast of the National Dog Show, which has aired each Thanksgiving on NBC since 2002. So when the movie came out and was so successful and had a big box office and was a sleeper hit that year, NBC was like, let's put this thing on after the Thanksgiving Day parade. Let's give this some prime audience.
Yeah.
Let's make that tryptophan get to work and put these people to sleep.
Here's a dog walking.
Here's a dog. No, you cannot pet it.
This year's dog show will be taped Saturday, November 20th and the 21st, 2021, at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. The contest will air noon, 2 p.m. in all time zones on NBC Thanksgiving Day.
Do you think they like you can't release the winner and it's like everyone has to sign like a
NDA?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder. I'm gonna look it up this year and see if the winners are announced. Cause you know
no spoilers.
Oh yeah, a guy I know from South Philly, John O'Brien, just won on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
John.
Yeah, John. If you're listening, congratulations. But like you know, you have to sit on that for like you know months. And you're like, Wheel of Fortune? It was fine.
It's fine.
Fine. It was fine. You sure? It was just fine. Like yeah, I guess.
What's Pat Sajak like? He's okay. It's fine.
It's okay.
He's
like,
fine.
Like your dog. Yeah. Your dog wins your dog's like walking around with his crown on. Like, did you win the dog show? No.
I don't know.
That's weird. Your dog's wearing a crown and a medal. No.
Giant blue ribbon. What's with that pewter bowl he's drinking out of?
No, your dog seems better than everybody now.
Hey, just make sure you tune in on Thanksgiving. And okay, that's weird.
Well, I guess it's not that long to wait. November 21st is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, so it's just a couple of days. Those dogs just got to keep their mouths shut for a couple of days. Got to muzzle them for a few days, and then
that's also
then
why
they
my
can,
dog
they
could
can
not.
Strut.
What do you if you win, right? What do you think the dog gets? You think he gets like a big bone or something?
Well, I do watch it every year, and they interview the handler afterwards, and they say, how are you guys going to celebrate? And everybody's going to celebrate with their dog's favorite treat. The dog's just going to get a ton of whatever it is it already loves. Who knows if the dog knows it did a good job, if it remembers the show by the time you get home and give it the steak or whatever. But
if Ham wins, they get a bunch of my own sneakers. Ham.
That's like a ball pit of your stuff.
Is it always a ball pit of...
He just jumps in and tears up all your hats and shoes.
He's like, Adidas, my favorite.
I did a good job.
I was trying to look this up. I wanted to bring this up, but I had no way to. There's just like the sticker that says, yeah, I got to match my hand and your dog.
What? That sounds filthy.
You got a match? Yeah, I got to match my hand, your dog.
That's too... suggestive and what is the connection?
I wanted to bring it up, but I just realized that I was probably not going to be able to. But I really wanted to share that with you guys.
Cool. I guess while we're awkwardly squeezing in things, I wanted to mention that most of this week's episode came from. There was a short Wikipedia article that we got a lot of information from, but there was a Vox article by Tanya Pai, who wrote up a real entertaining piece on Vox. So thanks to her for doing our homework and making this 40 minutes of fun possible.
Yeah, shout out to Sol, the dog, who used to work in our store with Amy.
Yes, who everyone still asks about. He's doing well. Yeah. He's retired now. He's living the dog life. He wears a Hawaiian shirt every day. Eats his favorite foods.
Sandals with socks.
Sandals with socks. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. What a life.
Do you guys have anything you want to add? Anything you want to mention about the dog show before we sign off?
I want to pet all these dogs.
We should go next year and report from there. Our podcast next year should be an episode.
They're like, we heard what you said about us.
There's all, how many podcasts about the dog show are there? They definitely are going to listen to this one.
We're going to be.
You heard Bierman said about me.
At least we'll have something to talk about when we go. All right, so that's all there is to know about the National Dog Show. Please check out our website, www.southfellini.com. That's SOUTHFELLINI.com for cool Philly-inspired merch. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're at South Fellini everywhere. Let us know what kind of dog you'd be if you were a dog. Join in the conversation. Follow along. We want to hear from you.
Send me pictures of your dog.
Send your pictures of your dog.
Send your pictures of your dogs to Legends of Philadelphia.
See, it's right there.
Look out for new episodes of the podcast every Monday. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Get a booster. Wear a mask. Stay safe.
High five your friends.
Happy Thanksgiving, right? You should be listening to this right before Thanksgiving.
Don't argue with your family too much.
Yeah, just try and enjoy it.
All right, that's it. Bye.